Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh. And that is so wonderful. Again, another hour with Sam Cooke. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Today, I'm glad you're tuning to this program today. You know why? There is something here today. Something that I am thinking. I'm feeling. That's right. There is a gold mine here today. And let me just give you a little what I would call a little idea of what I am sensing. I am sensing like the demystification of a mystery. Did you hear what I said? First, I told you about a gold mine. And you probably have heard about gold mines in South Africa, right? Have you? And maybe you may have heard of a science group that went into South Africa in 2012 And it was an occasion where a man flew over South Africa pretty often, works for a company that a fire company. And he would fly over that area and began, well, to notice things. But something happened to this pilot one day, and his plane fell out of the sky. And right thereabout in the area of South Africa, and also called the Abzu, right? This is not a joke, because right now you can go to South Africa 150 miles inland. And this is the place, it's Abzu in South Africa. Because of the white people dominion, they don't want the world at large to know about this place. You could see right now there's a global picture of the place, and you can see there's a marquee there, 200,000 years of the first civilized people on planet Earth in South Africa. And that brings this story up to how black people came to be created, and say, by the image of Elohim and their likeness. That right there is not a legend. It is for real. So the scientists, they had to retrieve the plane. And this a gentleman who went to retrieve the plane come to see things that they never expected to see. And it would take like about another 2 years before they decide what to do about this site. Yes. And that is, this gentleman, the science, the chief leading scientist, I have his name here. Michael Tellinger. And they tell you, Michael Tellinger has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. Is like a curse word, but that's not true. And if you have been reading or doing anything, you should know that the word Africa is not a joke. All right, so go on a little further. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite history books. Rewrite our history books. So if you're talking about rewrite history books of Africa, that's serious stuff. Because now they are saying, hey, there's a problem. the science guy and the group of them, they begin to say there is a problem that they are having with the findings. Now, this place is like about twice the size of Texas. And all these, like he said, well, what? Some like millions of gold mines and stuff like that over there. This is not a joke. But the problem is the church and the faggot homosexuals that take over the world and have their grip on it. And you haven't seen anybody yet until today who is going to spoil everything these white people do. Who you are going to meet today after these scientists made these discoveries like about them like since 2012. And now it's like they are smothered. Now they are science. They are scientists. For real. But with the caliber of sodomite skin white people who take all the wealth of Africa. And there's nobody like them. There's nobody like them. So it doesn't matter what kind of an institution you join. If you don't succumb to the fucking sodomite church and what they say is the world, if you don't, you're out. You are out. This is a big, 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 the biggest story on planet Earth. But what I'm trying to tell you, you know, the Bible and church story as an end, and you're hearing it and experiencing it today. My name, I was born in Jamaica. My name is Tim Aldred. That's right. And there is nobody on planet Earth that I am afraid of. I grew up in the church too. Right? From age 7 until I'm like, you know, almost 60 years of age. Grew up in the church, that's all I know. The ignorance of church. That's all I knew. And here the world is full of the church. Now, listen. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Because you're talking about what black people cannot do for themselves. Who's going to do it for them? It doesn't matter all the education that they have. They can't lose the grip of honest fucking white men. Somehow, what went on 12,000 years ago, it missed the attention of real good, educated black people. You're talking about 12,000 years ago and what took place over that period of time? You hardly have any black people who read well enough. When I say read well enough, I don't mean they're not educated. But the blacking of information that went on over this period, it's a lot of things went on this planet Earth. And who are at the head of it is honest fucking sodomite culture. These white people who call themselves super race. You don't know the story. Why they call themselves super race and why they get every black people to bow down to what the most ridiculous things they say here are reality. Really? I mean, black people don't know what species white people are. You don't know that. I don't know any black people who seem to know. And whatever black people know about white people, of course, they don't talk certain things because they probably are afraid of what may happen to them. You see the kind of challenge that black people put up with the white man. We see, you know, the best boxers over the years. And they use black boxers and all that. And the value of a black man beating a white man plays serious politics, because you have some white guys who fight good boxing. And if you're a black boxer, and if you're not really, really good, these guys are going to whip your black ass. All right? So you have these boxers from going back in the 50s or so, coming up to where we are here today. And in our time, there are several, like there is the Sonny Liston. There is the Muhammad Ali, right? And then you have those who come after Kenny Norton, and you have, the Rumble in the Jungle with Holly and our Fraser. And then you have George Foreman, in Jamaica, decking, what's his name there, some six times. Black boxer against black boxer. All right, so the boxing today becomes such a big entity, right? What is happening now, every single institution and things that is happening in the world, who set it up? This sodomite culture. The white people, them. And as much as African people outnumber them, doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. And why? Why do you think it doesn't make any difference? Why do you think, as clever as Farrakhan may say he is, if you have good sense, you can tell that Farrakhan is an idiot. You couldn't expect him to deliver black people out of anything than the institution what the white man gave to Farrakhan. The white man gave Islam to the Muslim people. And they're behaving like they don't know, and maybe they really don't know. But it is the sodomite white men. They make up three churches: Christianity, Islam. And you can read the World History textbook and see. What I'm saying is not trash. It's not nonsense. If you think so, look, I cry high water on you for that. You don't do that. Go and read the stuff that you probably never hear about before. Go read it and find out where Christianity come from. It's these fucking asshole white men. Okay? And they are controlling me, my parents, and all these antiquity people, good people. These sodomites, over the past 12 years, if you understand the story, you know what I'm talking about. It's not easy for you to really figure out this story unless you go read it. It is because I have been reading and finding out. When you see the world history that tells us about civilization, based on what we know here today as church believing in Adam and Eve in a garden, we don't know nothing at all about our civilization. I've been reading and I'm looking at it. White people were never, they are from hominid. If you read the world, it's a textbook. It's the reason why I'm telling you I have the gold mine in my hand, because I have the truth that I don't hear Muhammad Ali tell and nobody else really tell. Now, I don't say black people don't talk some truth. Of course, black people been talking a whole lot of truth. But, you know, them truth where them talk fall down out in the streets. It don't wind up releasing and put black people where they belong. It can't put them there because what they say fall in the street. And these sodomites control everything over the world. There is the knowledge that tell us, and it's not that because the knowledge is scarce or not like that, but it's because of what they have done over 12,000 years. And I come up to be a part into that. But we have something in the Bible that they wrote in the Bible about the Genesis creation story. You know, if we knew what Genesis creation story is, if we were reading properly, we already talk about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You read that, and I'm sure a lot of us kind of a quake a little bit, at least, when it talks about God rest on the seventh day. You're talking about what kind of a God is this that is resting on a seventh day? A spirit God. You never think about it? I think about it some, but look, the belief that they put into us about Adam and Eve in a garden, the growing up in church, it definitely prevents us from penetrating these other ideas that we believe. We don't know, but we believe it because these fucking ass white people teach us that. And we come in, like I say, 12,000 years. Now, why am I here talking about it? I'm talking about it because I feel something and I'm thinking something. I sense the hour has come, white fucking ass people who say they control the world must go. That hour is come. They must go. When you wake up and see what Christmas is, what Easter is, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Or at least beginning to talk, to understand what I'm talking about. What they call it? Santa Claus. Now, what part of those things are true? What part about Jesus coming from heaven to die in Palestine between two thieves? I mean, have you read any of that? You think any of it is true? Look, right now, it doesn't really matter to these white fucking ass white men whether or not, whether you believe it or not, because you have to do it. You have to be a part of the church. Now, do you read and find out when the church came about? Now, you know the church is covered up under AD and Adamani. And what that means? In the year of our Lord. Do you read and know what in the year of our Lord really mean? Or if it mean anything at all? Me can just tell you up front, it don't mean anything. Or what, if it means anything, it's not what you're thinking. Because, in essence, in the year of our Lord, is not a reality. None whatsoever. Now, I am talking this simply because there is something into me that is unstoppable. that is unstoppable. Yes. And it began for quite some time, like maybe over the past 30 years, because I had to learn to read because I only read on the fourth grade level. From I grew up, you know, like and from age 7 till I become 27 years of age. I read on the fourth grade level. That was not getting me anywhere. And from a family of 11 children, I'm the fifth one. Boy, fifth boy. After me is a girl and another girl and so forth. And so it's 11 of us. I think the one passed away and 10 of us are here. I don't have anybody. It is an unfortunate life that I experienced growing up in Jamaica. No, no black people liberty because it's a slavery thing. And then I would see my father go to England where, you know, after they work out the slaves them and things like that, these honest fucking people go and kick out the black people them everywhere and take it over, right? Yes. That's what has happened. That's what has happened. Now, I come along the way, I go to church, and eventually I was arrested at church, arrested at a Presbyterian church in Fort Lauderdale. And you know, the reason why I was arrested is not because I was doing anything wrong, but the way my mind was thinking and understanding things in the Bible, that's what I was following. And it's not that anybody was ahead of what I was thinking and I need to like follow them. That was not the case. It's that whatever, since I read a little more, I've gone beyond a fourth grade level, so I am making a lot more sense than I used to. Right? And it's not like I want to like show off myself in any kind of way. I don't want nothing else besides truth because I grew up with the standing about Adam and Eve, that sin in a garden, and that's all I knew. Okay? It was not like I think there is something else. Now, if something is in the world for us to know and we don't know, how are we going to find out? Something unique happened in the world. And it doesn't happen with the first anatomical human, the prehistory human. It doesn't happen with them. People like you and I, African, known as Homo sapiens, sapiens, wise, wise human being. Listen, when did we African ethnic people, when were we created in the image of Elohim, image and likeness, that they use the Bible and turn the history upside down in there? That you don't know what it means when you read about God, whether it means plural, Hebrews, or it means singular. You don't know that. And as long as you are screwed up with what that word, like other words, but Hebrew, you know, you better not be reading Bible Hebrew because these sodomites write all the Bibles that are out there and turn where they want to turn upside down as much as they want. And they what? Make up all the universities all around the world right now? Hey, they make up those universities after they learn for years and years how to fuck each other's ass. And if you see them now talking about they have government, you better start reading your history. Because there is no government in the United States. None whatsoever. Talk about they have federal courts and stuff like that. What did they tell a black man in their federal court? The highest court in the land. You know what they tell him? If you think A.B. Anadamani is a real bureaucracy, it's worse than cockroach. Because anything you see these white men are doing, it is first uncivilized. That's right. And then they are a sodomite culture. And now they are pretending like they are civilized people. You ever listen to Good Morning Joe in the morning and watch how they dress and stuff like that? These folks did not know what it is to speak a language or dress in clothes. They didn't. Read that history and you will find out. But what I want to tell you, if you think that they are running a government and you're under, you call, this provision that your creator provides for you, it is called inalienable rights. When these honest fucking so-called explorer to the West is run, they run and follow the civilized people who knew how to come to the West because they were up there in Europe and Asia for 1.5 million years. And they didn't know to go to the Bering Bridge and come into the West. They didn't. And besides that, they only make stone tools, okay, and hunt animals. They didn't know anything else. Nothing else. Read the history and you will know that. These folks had nothing but something unique happened. And if you don't read, you don't know. Remember, they come directly. Go read the history. The world is successful. They come from a species that is called Homo erectus. They don't want you to know that today. No, because what they have learned from the black people over the past 200,000 years, well, first, they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. And of course, Neanderthals wasn't destined to live too long. So they interbreed up with them. They were higher, like about a third dimension, higher than these faggots homosexuals that were second grade humanity. That's the history. Okay? Now, what I am saying to you is what happened that causes us to be in the situation that we are in and we don't know. Now, I began to stray and read. And I began to find out. And, you know, it took a while. But I am saying to you now, what really happened to these white people who were never civilized at all? Homo erectus product. Stone tool product. Can that the gods start to make bronze? It's not them. And when they behave like they have science and stuff like that, we know how they know what they know. Because they are not in the lineage of Enoch and the guys who the Elohim taught science. Okay? But I am saying, what has caused the problem on Earth, it is because of the interbreeding of these white folks with Neanderthal. First of all. Okay? Because it is, you will see a lot of history that record them interbreeding up with the Neanderthals. And then that lift them up a little higher, you know, have a little bit more human sense. But they don't have language. Neanderthal never speak language. but they have quite a lot more enlightenment than what these sodomite people have. And I don't read anything that Neanderthals were homosexuals. I don't read none of that. But these white people, once they begin to interbreed, it's like whatever they were before, they became worse. Because they don't have any right to be interbreeding with the Neanderthals. They need to interbreed with themselves. They didn't do that. The reason why you see them behaving like, oh, they own everything today, right? While they are using laws now to fuck each other anywhere in the world you want. All right, and I want to tell you what they think about black people. Black people who they learn everything from. This is what they think. If you think it's law they have, law is to kill black people and take what they have. Look around the world and tell me, am I wrong? Am I wrong? These white fucking ass people that Obama just make it law for them to do it, right? And, you know, take the restriction out of the military so that they can fuck anything they want. Okay, now you may think that I may a little, right? I mean something other than not normal, but I'm talking about history. And as long as I'm talking about history, you better be concerned with what I'm saying, because if you don't prove that I am off the something, then you need to be concerned about what the truth is and the consequences. Well, you have been around and you know what has been going on in America. And I tell you about 12,000 years, something you don't read about, I guess. All right? So some things have been happening in the world and you don't know, just like I grew up and didn't know myself. But from the fact I begin to read and pay attention, it was a different story. And I wasn't following no group, nobody, or none of those things. The God that create my brain, I don't know about nobody else, because, you know, everybody don't seem to pick up the same frequency. But look, we are created a certain way, and we have a DNA blood inside of us that belongs to the gods. Whether or not they want, that's what I read and know to be true, nothing else. Not Christianity about Adam and Eve in a garden. They mess up our history, and they don't write our history in the Bible. And there's a reason why they don't. And it is because they are what they are doing today. Controlling everything with all the lies and the whole bunch of madness. That's what they wanted to do. And it's the reason why they don't write the African people's creation in the Bible. They write something else. Because they want that fucking asshole God that they have that beget your son Jesus Christ. Now, if you think those things are true, well, I'm sorry. Your mind is gone that deep into the muck. Because nothing got so. A whole bunch of stuff that Christian believe, nothing got so. And it is difficult that you're going to find out if you don't really start to read and think seriously. But let me tell you something now, because there are critical things for me to tell you, for you to understand. You think AD and Adamani is law. Shit out stuff that. There is nothing about AD and Adamani, a civilized thing. Law, code, or not like that. And where we have the first law to be written by our gods and kingship established, come down to Mesopotamia, Hernamu, and Hammurabi, who write the first civilizing. These shithouse white, stinking ass white people, they shove all those aside and talk about, now they make the law. Listen to them when they're talking to you from the United States the media corps. They take control of the world with their fucking ass revelation that they have in their head. They say, you know, it's law. Anything that they talk about, it's law. Where it come from? Where their law come from? Look, they make the law and claim everybody in the world must be control of it because they fuck so much of their asses. That's where they get their good sex from. It's out of the honest. Anybody is fucking honest. What do you know, civilized fuck honest? They come out with law, with emperor and priest and all kind of stuff like that. It is because they fuck each other's ass. Why they make these stuff up? Why the Chinese don't do it? Why the Indians don't do it? And not even the Arab at first didn't do it. But you read in the World History textbook where the Arabs tell you they were polytheistic people before they become Islam. Do you understand that? That's in the World History textbook. So I am telling you now what is true. What is deliverance? The point is, don't believe me? Go read. All right? And then I'm bringing more stuff to you that is too fundamental for you to walk away from and don't pay no attention. When these fucking ass white people take us over from Africa and make us slaves, black people become nothing. Okay? And this is what's going to happen. Bear with me for a moment while I show you something. Perhaps this is a bit of American history you are not too familiar with, or maybe some of you are, but there is a reason not. There's a reason. I am nothing. I am nothing. It's here. Well, what's the term there? But there is a reason I am nothing, it here. So making nothing of it. I guess that's what that meant. All right, let's go on a little more. In 1857, United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. Do you understand that? Huh? Now, A, B, and a Domini, that's what they're talking to you. That is what is controlling every diamond, nickel, or anything you have today under these honest fucking white men, white people, and you want to ask what they are doing in America? Well, I guess by now you should know what they are doing in America. I mean, before they came here, there were the Indians, like millions of them. And what happened? They come here with their poison and virus and stuff and kill them all over the place. That's what they did. And until this day, you don't have any black people to take control because they and Africa have some relationship, either it's intimidation, or they probably turn them into homosexuals. Who knows? Why Africa has nothing to say about the African people of the West? Why? And they know what happened to us. We came out of Africa 100,000 years, come across the Bering into America. And what did they do? About 80,000 years, they come with what they call imperial colonialism. My friends, if you don't pay attention to what is true, you will have no substance inside of you. You can't make representation of yourself. And you will always be afraid of what you call the Goliath. See, and don't know that these guys only, the only thing they know from way back, 1.5 million years, is fucking each other's ass. They are a faggot culture. And of course, think about the Bible that they wrote. We think that the Bible is a real book. No, it's sodomite white people Bible. And maybe that's the first time you're getting that. But look in the Bible that we think is inspired by this spirit God. You know, we're mixed up with too much nonsense. Why we really can't even read and know what we are reading, because we're too messed up. But if we begin to read properly and concentrate right, we will eventually find out what the truth is. So now I am telling you that the Bible that we are reading every day, like from I was a child, and you read Genesis 18 and 19, and what you read in there, you read what these white people write because of them do it. Since they learn to write and stuff like that. They learn to write from African people. Right? Because when we came out of the Bering Bridge and come into America, they never know nothing about coming to the West. But no sooner than they learn and interbreed with some of us over into the dry grass steppe of Asia, oh, the Yamana people are all kind of stuff. They become what they call, you know, Hindu, proto, the best quality white people. They call themselves proto-Indo-European. They take over the world because they have African blood inside of them and look like and behave like African. That's what you're looking at. They look at like Good Morning Joe and all this kind of stuff. They actually are shunning or covering up who they really are and making themselves look like they're African. That's what they're doing. And how do they get money? Come on. All of that started at 509 BC when they make the coup in Rome and call themselves Romans. Some almost 500 years later, they would go into Palestine and rake down the black Palestine, and they are the same Romans, if you check. They are the same Romans. Weird that the Francis is in St. Peter's Basilica. It is the place that they overthrow Lucius Tarquinius, the king, and talk about he was an Etruscan. The amount of fucking nonsense what these people talk about black people, you shock. And the church that you think the Holy Ghost and all these things is in there, look, I'm telling you exactly what these people do when from long time ago, when you heard they talk about they come in with AD and Adamani, when about 325 AD and Christianity become a legal religion. You don't know these old bunch of fart and these bunch of filth that these white people put together. And why? You don't hear nobody talk about it. You don't hear nobody talk about it because look, they put a lot of pressure on the black people. How many women they kill in the first century AD? How many? You see, they make it difficult for the African people. Something has to happen. And now they have our military and everything and the dress code, and that's where they take our wealth from and become unstoppable. 509 BC. Think about where you know about white people before that. When do you read that they went into Africa? When? When did you read that they do anything political? When? before 509 BC, find that date. All right. What I'm trying to tell you, there is a time for everything. And why me? Why I am talking about this the way I do? Well, ask the gods. I don't know. I didn't make myself. I didn't choose myself. Right? I mean, they could probably have been looking at me in my mother's belly. I don't know. I only know I come, I'm reading, I'm seeing all of these sodomite things where not in Augusta, and they are ruling our world. They were not created by no gods whatsoever. Why they take up African name and they don't take up no name unless it's African? Because things are only good for them when they have it pan-African. What they call it? A seal. No matter what it is, they'll turn anything that rub off black people into gold, because that's the only thing that's good. They have never been civilized. We are. We are precious. Black people are precious, not these sodomized white people. Now, you might think and wonder if this is the first time I get off on the air like this. Sometimes they just turn off what I said. They don't want to hear. But they have a tweet for me going 3 years now, and they won't answer that tweet. You think about that. Because it is time for them to go. Not in the West. We don't want no white people in the Western world because they don't belong here. They run after us when we came out of Africa 100,000 years ago and come into the West. They follow us and now they talk about we are their civilization. And let me tell you more what they say, because you need to hear it if you don't know. What they thought many years ago when they came here, like from way back in the 16, from back into the 16th century. They continue with the same savagery of killing and all of the nasty, abominable thing that they don't really care about no civilization. And we who have civilization, we throw it away because of what they began to do. Unless we get the superpower and have the upper hand of the knowledge, not believe. You don't get a class to believe anything. You get class to get knowledge. That's what we are to have. And they make us think, no, just believe. That's what these fucking white people tell black people. Now, they must get out of our territory. We will get the tornadoes and all of these weapons that the gods put into our life. We will get protection from our gods. These fucking stinking white people will take your wealth and decorate themselves and carry on like, oh, they're the ones who are the superior race. Now, you know what? You tell me, how can a man be dropping his drawers and fuck another man's ass and he's a superior race? You tell me. You tell me. Why white people are superior race? They're talking about coming out of Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Look, they decide that black people must not live on their own. Right? So there are few and they're going to make us, you know, not able to live on our own. It's ours, not theirs. All right. So I want to let you know, you don't under no government. You're under these fucking ass white people telling you a whole bunch of crap about Adam and Eve in a garden, man. They are the talking serpents, if you don't know. Okay? They write all these foolishness about the garden, and you can't see where God put Adam and Eve in no geography anywhere. Okay? It's time to just order them out of our places, because that is exactly what is happening right now. What they think about us in 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. If you understand where we are coming from and where they are coming from, you will see that this is a far cry from reality. So this is how they decide now to look at an African person who they are learning important, intelligent things from. As soon as they get a lick of something and they find out that you're not all that developed and they are here over 1.5 million years, once they get a little enlightenment, you have to be careful. They're going to outsmart you, right? They call themselves the mafia, right? But they are not anybody for us to be reckoned with. Because as long as we have the truth and living right, they have to run from us. Because we don't need their bombs and guns to do anything. We just need to be right, like you see me right here. Because there's nobody that is going to take what is inside of me out of me. You can't. You know, see, and not unless you can tell me a superior fact than what I'm saying, you're gone. You are gone, and who sent me? Say, look, just tell them. Just tell them. Because these honest fucker cannot replace heterosexual civilized people. For them who are fucking ass and make a good time out of fucking ass. And that's what the Bible is all about. If you think the Bible worth something, Christianity is a faggot book. You understand that? And there is no salvation in anything the way we are created in prehistory. There is no such thing that about us that is in the Bible. These fucking ass white people. It's the end of them. End of them, right as I am telling you. This is how they come on and say they have United States Supreme Court. Now, why they come here and call themselves Americans? They come here and call themselves Americans because they won't worth anything unless they call themselves after African name or title. That's it. You see, they don't want to go back up on the stipi where they come from. You see, because they find out they don't have anything going on for them. So they make up this phony law about AD and the Domini, imperial colonialism, and they have the world in the palm of their hand. Now, this is what they tell this guy, that he is property, and as such, he has no claim to freedom, to civilized freedom that is given to us by the Elohim God. And these fucking ass is going to tell you, yes, they're going to fuck your ass too. Because that's what they're doing here. They wouldn't be here in America unless they want us. They want every African to bow down to sodomy. See, I was telling you, I'm coming right back. But I was telling you what they wrote in the Bible in Genesis 18 and 19. And we think it's some prophets that them tell us. Because anything these sodomites tell us black people, we believe it. Now, something has to happen in reality to move us from those kind of foolishness that we are believing in the Bible. The Bible is not ours. If they put African things in there, some things, but I'm telling you, it's not for us. So now, they take up this upper hand, and we are unable to risk principality from them. Now, this is principality gone now, totally out of their hand. Because number one, You know, I'm no more under the dominion that they make up with their fucking nasty self and come corrupt African people, right? The time would come when the gods would say, all right, go get them. Go get them. Because there is nothing with the bombs and all these old bunch of stuff that they have out there. There is nothing they have compared with what I have inside of me right now. Right? And they just need to do the wrong thing. Just set off things they don't want to happen. Okay? Now, it goes on. They were not free even to file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who own them. You understand that? The decision was made in the case Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research it online. Was a decision made by the highest legal, so-called legal. I'm telling you, because when I tell people that what they have as a constitution, it's a fucking piece of nasty piece of paper. It's nothing that represents the God's Elohim kingship law over orderly society. They don't want no orderly society, do you think? Never. Oh, so if we don't knock this whole thing down, then you stuck with them telling you how to fuck somebody's ass, because that's what they're doing now. Once they take over the schools and education system, they want your children to make them start fucking ass. That's what they are doing. What's that the church is doing? And no matter how you see, they try to behave like they want life to be normal. Life can never be normal with these white people. They're getting out of here. They're getting out of our territory. Today, listen, Dred Scott, a slave who tried to buy his freedom from his white owner, Irene Emerson, for $300, had to try and get his freedom through the courts. Imagine. The courts that they're talking about is the faggot court that they come here in America and kick out the Indians them and make her. Come on. Come on. This is a big thing. If you don't get into it and understand and know, these faggots are always going to tell about their own you. A human tried to buy his own freedom from another human for $300. And then he had to go to the court of law. And it's no court of law, really, but there's nobody to stand up and defend this guy. Because the defense was always there, and they just have us going all over the place. Talk about law, AD and Adamani, that's what they're talking about. Their law is to have control over the African people all over the world. That's what these fucking ass white men are all about. You know what it is for me to sit here and tell you this? Yeah, but I don't have anything that restrain me. And let me tell you this portion here. And then he had to go to a court of law to seek freedom. Does this sound ridiculous to you? Of course. All right. Now, so I tell you, A.D. Anadamani, okay? A.D. Anadamani You need the law that these fucking ass, fucking dogs, fucking horse, anything they catch. Okay? So if you don't know the kind of bondage these white fucking white people them who swoop down on America, if you don't know the kind of a problem that they represent, they are going to be here and tell you that they are the super race and you have nothing to do with it because they have all of the evils, evil spirits to bring down on you. If you don't learn the truth and leave them wander off back where they come from. They don't business in the Western Hemisphere. None whatsoever. And talk about they own this, they own that. Look, there is not even one nickel that these white people own. Not even. Trace the history. They don't own nothing. I don't know what Oprah Winfrey is over there and what she is thinking. Oprah Winfrey is far from understanding the reality of what these fucking ass white people represent. Okay? Now, listen. I have to tell you these things. Because if I don't tell you, you know, chances are you can't be impacted because you believe so much already in Jesus, died on the cross, and all this kind of stuff. And nothing is true about it. All right? So, this is from a book that I wrote when I first read and see all these ridiculous things. I said, I have to write and make some people know what I discovered. The Roman Inquisition. If you know what, look. These white people started out with, they are terrorists. They are actually terrorists. And the reason is, you don't have anybody out there now. If you bring all the lawyers that they have, they don't come here and say one thing that impedes what I say. Because guess what? When I started to read and I begin to see things, it was the foolishness. I'm actually reading and understand what has been done on the planet where we live. That's what I learned. So there's nothing is going to be wrong with what I'm saying, as absurd and ridiculous as it may be. Now, what is absurd and ridiculous? It's these honest fucking people who want to turn us into fucking ass. These white people. That's what the churches are all about. Telling you. They started out as criminals and as sodomite culture, a small sodomite culture, okay? But you can see how powerful they are. And I told you about what they said in Genesis. They write those things, and we don't know they write those things. So we think they are inspired. They told Lot, who they claim sit in the gate of the city. What would Lot be doing in the gate of the sodomite people then, who is a black man, right? So they write all these kind of stuff, and we don't understand it. It becomes mystery to us, all right? Not history anymore. Because what I'm showing you, it should tell you something is wrong with that stuff. What is wrong with it is that these same white people who have come down into America and all over these other places and swarm it with their white homosexual race and tell you it's theirs. They write it in the Bible already long time and make us know it's them, sodomite, who are doing the same thing today like they did back then. And what did they say in the Bible? Have you read that? You need to read it. Because it is, you know, I mean, there's just no way you can warm up to that, this Bible stuff. You think that they come there And you can tell that all of the story that they're writing can't be true. But that's the way these fucking ass white people, that's the way they are, man. And it means that, look, if we don't take our stand where the gods left us, these guys will get every one of us fucking each other's ass. That's what they do. They call themselves Puritan Pilgrim, Puritan Christian Agenda, and all these things that you read that they say. Dear God, tell them to come to America and do to the African people. It's just out of line. But what I'm trying to tell you, that you can read and find them out through history at the Bronze Age, where they're destroying everything that is civilized, right? So now they're writing the Bible and making themselves popular in the Bible, okay? So imagine, they are writing in the Bible the propaganda and telling Lot and saying that they call down the entire community on Lot's house. Lot had two men visitors, right? And besides, all of these people come down. Why would everybody in the neighborhood come down? Because Lot had two men visitors in his house. And Lot is not a faggot. Why? But that's what they are writing, because they don't care about writing that in the Bible. That's their stuff. And it's just up to us to know that those things don't belong to us. But how long have we been on the Bible and believing that stuff? But this is the thing that really bugs. Is that they're telling Lot, say, hey, we want to see the two men who came into your house. So they say they have the entire faggot community come down on Lot's house, and they want to see these two men who visit Lot. Why? Now, where do you think civilized anybody would do something like that? That's what they write in the Bible and tell you they do. Them a faggot. These white people, them afraid to tell you them a faggot. Them a faggot. Obama make the law in 2015. 5-4 vote to marry faggots in the United States. Remember the commotion that it bring? And remember after he did, the Pope come here and address the Senate? You remember that? Remember that. I know what you are under. Know the truth and the force of the truth that I'm telling you. I am none of the people that talked to you before and tell you this. I am none of them. I'm different. I'm Tim Aldred. What I read and what I understand is that's the thunderbolt. That's the tornadoes. That's everything that the gods prepare for us who obey what they say. If you don't, then these faggots will come and take you away and fuck your ass. Tell, to show you the mind of these white people that we're dealing with. Remember, they are shielding themselves because they are under a lot of pressure from civilization that's squeezing them. So they have to be pretending like they are civilized too. But look and look at everything they do, and you will find out that they are sodomite from 1.5 million years ago. They're not going to be anything else. We must chase them out and let the God light them a fire. All right? So they tell Lot, say, we want these two guys, we want to bring them out. Lot said, no, I cannot do that. These are my guests. And they said, look, you know, and they want to tear down the door and go in. And Lot said, look, you can't touch my visitors. And they don't want to hear that. You think about, that's the way these white people are. You don't just see where they come in America. You don't just see where they do on every place else. Can't you see? Yes, that's what the same attitude they're writing in the Bible. And they're telling Lot that, look, we want to see them. Bring them out. Lot said, I have two daughters. Take them and do whatever you want to do with them. Anything you want to do with it, take them. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine these sodomite people that you have in the United States here? I tell you about church and all this kind of stuff. And keep the black people smothered into their fucking stinking ass environment. You can't get rid of them. Okay? There's a way to get rid of them. It's through the truth, you see. Okay? When you recognize that they come here as criminals in Inquisition, you don't never read about them? They're not into anything that is sacred. Like they pretend. They said, look, we don't want your two daughters. We don't want to fuck no vagina. We want these two stinking ass that you have inside of your house. Listen, my friend, that's the scripture that they have there. Why I'm telling you, I must tell you the truth, that you must get the impact and understand the kind of world you're in. And let me just read some of this to you. After they take over the military and begin to invade imperial colonialism all over the African world, nobody was stopping them. They have this group that they call the terrorist group called Roman Inquisition. Remember, when they call themselves Romans, when it's 509 BC, when they overthrow the king in Italy and tell all kind of lies and call themselves Romans and call the king a monarch and call him Etruscan. These underground sodomite, honest fucking white people that we are dealing with. If you don't know this day, right now, what I'm saying to you, you're going to miss it, right? And you're going to get destroyed too, because that's what they're up for. As long as they have dominion over you, you don't want these fucking ass stinking white men to talk about they own Afghanistan, they own Syria, they own every damn where. I mean, Saddam is gone and Gaddafi is gone. Imagine. And you don't see no African going and trying to really stop them. No, because they are the mightiest. Well, bring them now and let's see how mighty they are. These fucking, stinking, destructive white sickness. Okay? All this covert and all these things they have here and going on. This guy, DeSantis, in Florida. This dude, oh gosh, no. All these things the African people are bearing and nobody can talk to these fucking ass white people. Who said they have government and everything to control you? It's over with. It is done. Okay? Because for it to not end, they would have to have the truth and nothing but the truth that varies with what I'm saying, that don't exist. Okay? And what they are depending on is our ignorance that they can keep on riding the buggy. Okay? And they are the super race. Bring it and show it to me. Okay? Hello? You tell me where you come from first, right? And how you come to be who you are. How are you for now? Tell me about this AD Anadamani and the law that been here, kingship, I mean from antiquity. The gods set it up. You know, hundreds of thousands of years ago and put civility in the world and Kish. After the flood, kingship was lowered a second time, and mankind, we are ruling ourselves. They wait until the gods turn their back. They come and come invade us and remove our king and talk about they are this and that. Let's fly, blow these stinking ass. Okay? You think I should talk like I have some respect for these criminal, Inquisition and crusaders who will not relinquish no hole? No. No way. That's over with. Face the truth. Face the truth. There's a lot here. Burn the chaff and all these things that these fuckers come with their agenda to turn us into honest fucking sodomites. It's not going up further than right here, and I am going to tell you some of this. Listen. Here's how it all went down. Running out of substance and options. No desire to lose their power and supremacy. This is when they take over, and at this point, about 1,000 years since the takeover with AD and Adam and Eve. Because remember, now 509 BC, they took over, and in Italy, and from there they go to Africa and they go everywhere. So now it is telling you now the kind of supremacy that they have. Right? Here's how it all went down, because they're going to take over even polytheism and behave like they are priests and everything like that. These guys have done marvelous, but the time is up. They're running out of substance and options. You see, they're out to fall out of business. And with no desire to lose their power of supremacy on or about, 1220 AD. That's the law that they have controlling black people until this day. I said till this very day, when you hear them talking about the law. You see that Trump don't give a shit about the law. DeSantis in Florida, they just right. He overrule the court rule. These shit house white people that we have there in power in all of the states throughout the United States, we black people don't understand what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on. Right? And so it be known that they look on the color of their skin and know that they don't belong in the Western world. You just don't. Go back where you come from, because this is the truth, and the gods are there looking for us long time to get up out of these old bunch of stinking, environment that these people come and throw down on us. Now, I'm telling you, so you know. Listen to this. It says, 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. You know for who? Black people. With the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed. Ciliary organization execute the punishment of heretics, unbelievers, against the ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provide for penalties. Now, I don't know if you're listening well to me, right? I know what has been going on in the world and what the gods will stop. Marking S-C-O-P of these white sodomite fucking ass white men who sit on all the wealth since 509 BC and call themselves Romans. It's time to let it out the bag. Listen to this. And now, when you see them boasting and bragging how wealthy they are, know where the money come from. I told you. Listen to this. What they have been carrying on till this very moment. The legislation that those men pass is with penalty of death on black people, you know. Not on the white people. It's them. They want the wealth from the black people, and they're going to fuck your ass along with it. Banishment and confiscation. You hear that? So death penalty that come for you if you don't accept Jesus Christ. Banishment, confiscation of property. The papacy created the rule of the engagement for the Inquisition. If you don't understand what's going on, you must burn in some hell, because you need to know what's going on here. When them behave like they don't have ISIS and stuff like that, you have got to understand what's going on. You have got to understand. They are the ones that got ISIS out there that's killing off the black people and sending, people running all over to and fro the place. These white ass men, they don't care about you. But this is our place. We care about our people. Okay? They must be driven out, and you can't drive them out if you're supporting their church. Now, be acting under their AD and a domini, and they take away all of your inalienable rights, although they're telling you about your creator provide you with inalienable rights. Now, they're telling you one thing, but they're doing something else, because it's your inalienable rights that they have taken when they come to the United States and do all these evil stuff all over the world. Okay? But on what God they have? It's the God where they created in the Bible. They're the one who created this God and talk about this God begot a son. Let you know what I'm telling you is true. That the God that you're reading about in the Bible was never any real God beside their character of a sodomite figure. God is a sodomite figure. So is Jesus Christ. When you read the details about from Old Testament to New Testament, you will never find nothing remotely that supports that God and Jesus make the earth and the heaven. You can't find none of that. You can't find where Adam and Eve was created and put upon earth. You can't find none of it. All right, if you get it plainer than that, that's nice too. Listen to this. The papacy created the rules of engagement for the Inquisition, which the practitioners applied arbitrarily. At first, the Pope commissions on heresy would travel from one place to another addressing communities. They called upon people to confess. The innocent black people, them. Okay? Confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics. You hear that? Denounce anyone they knew to be a heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. These honest fucking idiots, them. Adopt them a right in a book and control black people with it. This is the moment of your liberation, that you do no longer cooperate with sodomite church and all these kind of AD and Adamanic stories. Okay? Because now you know what what is going on in the world. You need your life back. You need to retrieve your life. And if you keep up with this church thing that these sodomites are doing, you will go with them where they're going, you know. Because this place that the gods give to us will be for us forever. Okay? And we only needed the time when the light shine in our eyes. And here is the time that begins that for all of us. Now, at first, the Pope's commission on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon the people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics and to denounce anyone they knew to be heretics. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. If confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many the newborn Catholic Church as possible. And it was all about cash. All about cash. That's what they want. And power. It was not about no Jesus to save you, right? Because there no Jesus exists in the Bible whatsoever. The actual indictment process, where they round up the black people and force them to accept Jesus and take away them have, cuted by the Inquisition, the terrorists them, the terrorists. You think Biden and Trump and Obama and the whole lockstep stock barrel of them, you don't think that they're terrorists? They are. They're fooling you. Okay? You can't go under this, what they call the New World Order. They need to go up to Europe with it. Now, listen, my friends. This is not a joke. Yes, it was executed by the Inquisition, done in private. Any defense made on behalf of a defendant was merely perfunctory. But once the time of official pardon passed, the law of Inquisition. Remember, A.D. and Adamani, this is something that fuck out of their ass. You got to understand the world here. Okay? And what they call a government that you go to court of law and all these kind of stuff. You got to understand, it's just only fuckery that you're playing with. Okay? This constitution that they talk about, they're having. If you just call your lawyer and ask them to tell you. And they will tell you it's not really legal. This is something subjective that these fucking ass white people set up for all of us. And as long as you fall under that, that's it. But once the time of official pardon passed, the law of the Inquisition was then in full effect. And they're going to sack it to you. And that's what they're doing today. It's not like 1220 gone by and that's it. No. You are not under no human civilized liberty as long as these sodomite faggot white people them talk about they are controlling the world. The population would then go through a rigorous purging of so-called heresy by the enforcement squad until the mission was accomplished, at which time the squad would leave the country. My friends, I wanted to read that to you and that you should hear it. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I tell you that to let you know what has been going on before our eyes. You see, all what these sodomite white people set up in America and all the sports like boxing and all this kind of stuff. And if you look and you'll see everything is set up around these white fucking ass white people, the church and everything, that sport, everything that they make up like it is all for real. If we don't see the difference, and you will never miss what you have missed because you don't know the difference anymore. That's what is happening. Well, look, I'm a little over 70, right? And it is what I have learned and found out. I must stand and live to what it is. My parents and all of my ancestors, them, we don't allow these faggot white people to come and take over our place that is ours. Everything that we have, all the things that the gods have created, everything that they have created, they take it all from us and say it's theirs. Here is this little portion that you need to understand. They, the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they, the gods, the Elohim, left behind here. Is it true? Yes, it is true. France and all over the place, the gods leave architectures and all of this kind of stuff. And these sodomites go and take control. Take control. Okay? But here is the history telling us, as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments. Is it a lie? Everything has been made and provided and left here for civilized life. Okay? Not these uncivilized sodomites on us fucking. I mean, who is fucking ass that is civilized? Who? And they want you to think it's all right. No, it's not going to be all right. It never was and never will. Left behind these magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, these things are not lies. And these fuckers don't want African people to be familiar with the life that is given to us in the image and the likeness of the gods who created us to work for them. We're not working for them anymore. We are on our own. And if we don't want the life, then they will allow these honest fucking white men to take us down where we never should be. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. I wanted you to know that. We are under kingship, my friend. There's no doubt about it. that in the history, Atrahasis, before the flood and after the flood, we are ruled over by kingship. Don't let these white fucking ass leave from where they come from, the dry grass to pee, and come here and talk about from dry grass to pee to White House. These people must be chased out. And this is what I'm telling you today. All of what they have as military might and all this kind of stuff, just the simple truth that we know will totally eliminate these fucking ass idiots out of from our territory. There's no joke about that. Who you can bring here to tell me what is opposite? There's nobody. Like, about going a week now, I had a caller came in, and he was a sodomite white man. And we were talking for some time, and quite a while. And let me tell you something. I could tell that this man was educated. He has education, and perhaps much farther in education than I do. But I am a word science process person. I don't deal with nonsense. You see, what I can't figure out now, I find a way to figure out, because I know to get help to get what I want. I'm not playing fool. This gentleman, I know he was educated. But you see, when I listen long enough to him, maybe like 10 or more minutes, and realize that, okay, he pretty much make his circle, I decided to, interpose and ask him a question. My question is, look, I've been listening to you, right? And the reason why I listen and sit and listen as long as I do, it is because I want to ask you question. And my question is not about what you believe. My question is about what you know, what your knowledge is concerning the stuff you're talking about. Right? I want to know if you know what you're talking about. Because I could tell from the way he started, he listened to me, first of all, when he came in. And when I opened up the mic, quickly, opened up the mic, and he began to talk. He began to talk about this fanatic Jesus and all these old bunch of a fly-blowing nonsense. I thought he would, make a few comments about what I say and stuff like that. No. He's 1 billion miles away from anything I was saying, that I couldn't sense anything that he was trying to make sense of what I was saying. So therefore, we totally disconnect, but he's not behaving like we are. He's like now saying that I should be listening to his message and blah, blah, blah. Right? Well, all right. Like I said, I listen to him to give me knowledge about what he believes I'm talking about when I ask him the belief question. This guy was as far as the east is from the west in knowing what to answer and say. He's telling me it is his experience that he goes through. I said, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear about your experience. I want you to tell me the knowledge as to how you get where you are. I don't want to know how to believe it. No. Give me the knowledge. That's what I want. And look, we talk for quite some time, and I have to tell you this. I enjoy the conversation, even though it was on the opposite side of the universe, right? But I enjoy the conversation. I enjoy the challenge that if he would come back, we would have another conversation, because I don't see anything wrong with having the conversation. One of us need to see something, and we just need to talk with that respect. What I'm trying to say to you, though, I have to really get down on him and begin to wrench him, because He's not talking like he has any sense about what he's saying to me. He won't tell me one piece of fact. And I could tell I was talking to a man with some with pretty good education. But he's on the opposite side of civilization. You see what I mean? So I ask him this question. All right. Well, you know some things. So tell me about A.D. Anadamani. What did he say? Now, the entire world is run by this fraudulent A.D. Anadamani. And you mean to tell me a man like him with so much education cannot explain A.D. Anadamani? All right, look. Listen. I told you, they have been using, like, you know, coming from the days of William Buckley. Listen to William Buckley and Muhammad Ali. Just a second. I'm sorry about that. Got a little distraction there. All right. Now, we're coming down to a close here, right? We're coming down to a close. We had 45 minutes ago. And a few things that I would like to, like, read to you, because now I'm telling you, this is the end of these white people conning the world. Okay? It's the end of it. The gods telling me that. It's the end of it. It's up to me on what I decide to do. Am I afraid of them? Not, you know, not in any, no way, shape, or form. I'm inspired to do this. I have got the runnings with them long time when I was arrested in the church. And when they butcher my civil rights case. All right? I was up and, you know, trying to understand stuff. To where, I must tell you, this is, you know, I have had, you know, some practice in the federal court and a federal judge, Jose Gonzalez, in the Broward County Courthouse. He's probably retired now, maybe. I deposed the guy because I sensed he and the lawyer destroyed my case. And I am telling you, it was the first time I'm deposing somebody, I think, and somebody as a federal judge. And look, I'm telling you, the little word knowledge that I have, you're not going to cross me up. You're not going to cross me up. So when I was done with that federal judge, he lied to me three times over the same question I asked him. He lied three times. And then when he lied the third time was when I pulled the document out of my file and handed it to him. And he looked at it. And whereas he affirmed that he knows what is in the file because he goes through it the morning before, he lied. Federal judge lied. Now, I'm there a victim, okay? A victim of their system, that they even have a black lawyer is going and taking sides with these white establishments, with somebody just doing a little job and being honest and everything, and they want to, like, squeeze the breath out of you, right? Well, that is not happening in my case, because the gods, they put something inside of me, you know, for me to see and understand stuff. Okay? So I've been through all of that. I'm pretty sure they see the tweet that I write and they cannot answer, even though when I appeal it, you know, they won't respond. They won't respond to the tweet going into 3 years. You see? Because what I am saying, I'm African. You don't come here and tell me that you're ruling over me in my jurisdiction. You don't come here and tell me that and everything. But you see, there is a problem, 12,000 years of a problem, where black people just get pushed down into the dirt, right? Well, my thing is the word science process. Tell me some knowledge, because that's where we want to go. Where knowledge, this is what has been happening. And if you decide that you cannot stand up, well, you're going to get pushed down, and in most cases, you never rise. There's no reason for that. There's reason for knowledge. And everybody who come into life to enjoy life. These white fucking ass white men who is all over the place and they're over there talking, they own this, they own that, they own everything here. Well, I'm going to show them. They run follow us, come into the West. When they had 1.4 million years up there in Asia and Europe, right? The gods did not come to earth yet. So therefore, we human beings were not created on earth yet either, because we only appeared in Africa between, say, 200,000 years. Recent evidence indicates that we, who were just created 200,000 years ago, we began to spread outside, not inside. It's like about 100,000 years that we were developing and stuff like that. And we spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago, man. All right. Listen. These white people had all the opportunity to go through the Bering Bridge and come into Africa, into America. What happened? What happened? Why didn't they come? They couldn't. They're stone tools. They can't do nothing. And what they do now when they meet up and interbreed up with some African blood, this is where they went gone way up into the moon. You see, and you can't stop them. Ask them what happened upon Mars, Pluto, not Pluto. I'm trying to find the name of this. They were doing something up on Mars, right? Something up on Mars that they were doing. And, yes, Phobos. Phobos. Yes. Phobos. Interesting things up there, my friends. And they went up there, and this teacher in the history, Mesopotamian history, tells you how they set up this space rocket up there to carry out a mission. It began the mission, and when it was time to move on with the process, they lost their spacecraft. And it tells you the story here. And, you know, it goes off into what they call UFO kind of thing. But I think they tried to bring in UFO, but it was not a UFO thing at all, because the picture that they take of it and the account of the time and the space and stuff like that, they lost the their spacecraft, it went into a tailspin, and they lost it completely, and they don't want to tell the world about that. Now, Phobos, malfunction or Star Wars incident? That's the chapter on it. So what I'm trying to tell you, these white guys, they're going on like they have it all made. They don't have nothing made because they only have stolen secrets. Like wherever they go on like in the case of they overthrow the king and like go into Syria and go into what you call Gaddafi country and steal everything. They steal everything. They know what they're not supposed to know. You see, because they have honest fuckers and they want to kill everybody else except themselves. You see what I mean? And my friends, let me just cover off and come around to basically where I should be ending the session. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in. And this is what I have to tell you today. Right? It's you know, all I have to do is like tell you what it is, because the gods, they alone, they promise a visit. They promise a visitor. And when they do that visit, it's not going to be something that these sodomites like. All right? I look a look at what I did for plan to talk about. And this is it. Why Indo-European deny actual existence of gods in Africa gold mine? Why? They do it because they don't want the civilized people open up to civilization. They want you to open up to being uncivilized. Do you understand that? That's right. If you look at the Bible, and instead they tell you the history, they tell you something else, lie, so that you should open nonsense, you're dead and gone, and you never really know the truth. All right. You to God, Shamash, was the son of Sin. Shamash, as the solar deity, exercised the power of light over darkness and evil. In this capacity, he is known as the God of justice, equity, and was the judge of both gods and men. Babylonian king Amurabi received his law code, laws, from Shamash, born 2600 BC. History of U2 is called Shamash, right? Emphasize his kindness and generosity. The first literary hymns addressed to God, to this god by the name Shamash, Samas, date from circa 2600 BC. But he was transferred. He was referenced as U-T-U or Shamash regularly throughout Mesopotamia history from the advent of cuneiform writing. U-T-U, also known as Shamash, Samas, and Babar, is the Sumerian god of the sun and divine justice. He is the son of the moon god. Not big god, little god. Nana. And the fertility goddess. Ningal in the Sumerian tradition. But was known as Shamash to the Arcadians, who claim Anu or Enlil as his father. In this Sumerian tradition, he is twin brother of Inanna, goddess of war, love, and sexuality, and brother of Ereshkigal, queen of the dead, and Eshkor, also known as Hadad, god of storm. He is one of the most important deities in the Sumerian pantheon, and is attested to in the earliest Sumerian writings, circa 3500 BCE. Though seemingly after the appearance of Nana, he is usefully depicted. No, he's usually depicted as an old man with a long beard whose shoulders emanate rays of light, but is also represented as the solar disk, or in the Neo-Assyrian period, circa 912 through 612 BCE, as a disk with wings. The famous law code of Hammurabi, 1792 through 1750 BCE, addresses Shamash by name and claims it was Shamash who provided humanity with law. Think about this. What we have been dealing with this white, honest fucking, idiots from Europe. Right? Think about it. You think about it. We are reading from way back in the BC time, right? Where the gods, them who came from Nibiru to Earth and do all kind of stuff all over Africa, all over the world, telling us our connection with the divine creators of us. And these sodomites here, they don't want us to be connected with this. That's why they write this whole bunch of nasty stuff in the Bible about black people. They don't write about themselves. They write about black people because only so it values something when it is of us, not of them. Fucking ass them. All right? They have to get out. When I tell you, they must get out. The time is up. The time is up. All right? The time is up. Because I tell you, the gods know to get rid of them. The gods wanted us to come to our senses long time ago. And so, therefore, we have here, it is, in fact, this god Shamash, who provided us with law, like Hammurabi did, and Ur-Nammu, all right? In summer, Turs were at Larsa. And you can Google this name, L-A-R-S-A. It's not fun. This is serious. Our history. And these white people don't want us to have our history. They want us to have their legend of Adam and Eve in a garden where God don't care nothing about them, though they write some places, oh, God love them and all this. Love his son Jesus and he died for the sins of men and all this kind of stuff. Those things are rotten and stink that these white people write in the Bible because they don't want African people to know their origin. But they know to run follow us into the Western world and say it is their civilization. Think about that, what I'm telling you today. Yes, in summer, his cult centers were at Larsa and Eridu, and to the north in Akkad. He was famously venerated at Sippar. These are places that exist. Okay? These white people want you to go to church and tell you about what do not exist and you have to believe it. And they're full up America with all of their fucking ass nonsense and civilized folks them and come here and decide that they're gonna turn you into sodomites too. Now listen, his temples were known as Ibaba or Shining House, which name attached itself to the god has Babar, illuminating one. Babar is the illuminating one, my friends. That is what I really had prepared for the show, right? We take what comes along with this, because I really try to read this and was actually understanding some of the things I was reading. I do digest quite a bit of what I see here, and really make good substance to me, because it makes sense to me. It's relevant to me. Now, there is a little left. We are about 20 minutes left to go. And there is another section, three paragraphs, I would like to try to read to you. Mark you, I'm not all that a good reader at all. But I try so that somebody may understand something, and opposed to nothing. All right, let's into this part now. This is going to talk about two different type of knowledge. One is about the history of Africa and the scientists who happens to go and do some research there. This is a little paragraph that will give you a good insight that is, for me, very vital to know. Michael Tellinger has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Except that these sodomite fraternities all over the world don't want none of it. Mm-hmm. They're going to find out how much of it they really want to know about, and how much they will wind up know about. Let's move on. Now, what I'm going to read to you next is like about two or three, little paragraph. And this is about the sodomites, them, that I'm telling you, put an end to them. Put an end. This is an end to them. Get them out of here. By knowing the truth. As long as you hang on to the church and to Jesus, they're going to sack it there. Someday, they're going to really, really make you fuck ass too. That's where they're taking the life of the African people. Because the fact that we are not ruling ourselves with our own government that's been put here thousands and thousands of years ago. Kingship. Kingship, this is what I'm reading about here. Okay? And these faggots come, and I'm going to read to you what they have to say here. At least, that's some of it. The Puritans, this is what they call themselves. If you don't know that they are pretenders and wrong emulators and make up whatever they want to make up based upon what they learned from us, and now they want to subjugate us. Let these fly-blowing white people go back up to the dry grass steepy up there. Okay? Get out of our territory, because this is not a joke. Because I'm seriously thinking about the gods that we read about, and all of these gods that's been here, and they are back up there, up into their sphere where they migrated from. They're looking at us. They're depending on us, because we are to now represent who they are. We are not. We allow these faggots who learn something decide to pull us in to being sodomites. They don't want us to be heterosexual and to be civilized and to enjoy civility. Let me read this to you. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. Fucking ass. They must fuck ass. They must make lots of fuck ass and I force everybody to fuck ass. And they must talk about God. They think that they are God's special people. What kind of God are they talking about? There's no history with them having any God. Except they begin to adopt the gods of the African people and pretend that they were for real. They were not. All right? So they said they think they are God's special people. They duplicate everything black people have. Duplicate and wrongly emulate. Okay, they think they are God's special people. Replacing national Israel. They're talking about when they kick the black people out of Palestine. That's what they're talking about. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become so clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Imagine what am I doing here? You see, why our people never chased them out long time ago? They never come up with the right stuff. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they considered that they had the right. And from the heathen Indians. Do you understand what I am reading there? The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. Imagine. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. I told you Christianity was man's anus filth long time ago. Christianity was nothing at all for African people. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. You know, once they have this written out and published, why African people still believe in the church? They still do. It's tough to get your mind out of nonsense. All right. So it goes on, another little paragraph. For example, the Puritan massacre. Listen, massacre. And the, what is it? The Puritan, hold on. The Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again they do it July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. That means the two times that they did the massacre on the Indian people, they said it was God that authorized it, directed. Imagine that. Captain John Mason declared God laughed. His enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Imagine that. Can you imagine what happened to African people when these white, fucking honest white men take over America? No? Until now, did the Lord judge among the Eden, filling the place with dead bodies? Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And you give you the pages there. This is a big document that you can read a lot of what they have written about what they do with the African people. Converting the pagans to God. Imagine when these people are fucking each other's ass and they're going to come and they're going to tell you all these evil stuff that God tell them to do with African people. Covering, he says, converting pagans to God was acceptable. Imagine this. What God are they talking about? Who many Christian black people are Christian, and this is the God that they serve. This is the God that they read about Adam and Eve in a garden about. Can you imagine this? It says converting the pagans, mean the black people, to this faggot God where them have a talk about begot Jesus, was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord, mean this faggot God where them have with the Father of Jesus Christ, was also, this is over with. But you know, I want to tell you a little of, you know, I watch boxing. Maybe, you know, because there has nothing else been in the world or something like that. But I don't like to watch boxing because of brutality. I like to watch it for skills, you know, this skill boxer who is not getting much of any brutality at all, you know, more than maybe accidentally sometimes. But if you look at guys like Sugar Ray Robinson and some other boxers out there, that you can see that, look, they have the skills down so that they evade a lot of, you know, injuries from the gloves, right? What I want to say to you is that in this sodomite world over African dwellings or settlements, It is something special into this world that they make up, because whether or not it's baseball or it's field, track and field, now you have African people do a lot better than most white people, especially in baseball, into contact sports. Right? So they put the African people into these sports. Now, one of this, I was watching a boxing today earlier, and I saw it before, maybe once or twice. I don't think I paid a lot of attention to it, but today I wanted to pay attention to it. And this is has to do with a black man and a sodomite man. And that Gary Cooney and Michael Spence. I was looking at these two, doing their thing. But then I also watched Gary Cooney fight with Larry Holmes. Now, it's quite a few years gone by now, but I am looking at the comparison and think that, Michael Spence, Larry Holmes, I think twice. And I used to have some misgivings. You know, I mostly look at and the two brothers Spence alike. Because Muhammad lost to the first brother, the other brother, Leon, lost to Leon. And I suspected that Muhammad caused him to win or lose, right? Because he's going to, like, make some money off of that. And, you know, of course, like, helping out his black brothers or something. So when I look at the fight with Spence today and watch the replay of how Gary Cooney handled Larry Holmes, it's a big contrast. And I'm thinking that, Larry Holmes, you know, is a well-decorated champion for quite a few years. Right? Way beyond, I mean, Spence. And I start to, like, to mentally evaluate the difference between Spence and Holmes and Spence and Cooney. And I said to myself, wow, Larry Holmes struggled a lot with Cooney. Cooney is a dangerous fighter. There's no joke about it. I mean, Cooney is a dangerous fighter. Yeah. Okay. However, Cooney didn't do a very dignified performance with Holmes because he hit him about 9 times. Low blow. That's not right. And it came out that it was published somehow that they didn't expect Cooney to win a fair fight because he was going to go there and throw some volo between Holmes' crutches. And that's what happened. And when they ask him about it, you can see Cooney is making laughter of it and said the only thing they asked him what would he do different is he said it would be to win. And he's laughing. Now, you see what is going on into this white and black America? We don't want that no more. We don't want these things no more. Because if you can't win as a black person, you ain't going nowhere, you know. You're not going anywhere. But look here. I'm not talking about that. Because of how I feel about winning or losing something. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about essence of the whole thing and what these sodomites created in the world. These guys playing football out there, and you remember with Trump telling about when the guys them kneel down or something like that, he had this problem with them. You know, and Trump can come here and tell the people to go up there into the place up there and kill off people and stuff like that. And he is still out there behaving like He's king. Okay? Look, we don't want these honest fucking people no more in our territory. No joke about that. The God's going to do something for us. We come out and we're making it plain. We're taking out the history, all the big guns. And if they think that they have so much wealth, they need to face up to where to get it. And I am the man to tell that. 509 BC, they stole it from the king. And from there on, from all the African territories, they never stop until today. Until today. I come to know the truth. Don't expect that I was going to keep it back and think that these guys, you know, would go on forever. Nothing go like that. Nothing go like that. And see, I don't have anybody behind me. You don't hear nobody, you know. I don't have no companion at all. It's me. Take what you get, right? But my last statement about the contrast between Spengs and Kooning. I really, really have to take gratification out of what the situation is, because I now think that, oh, it seemed like Larry Holmes, I mean, of course, when Larry Holmes was getting old anyway, but it seems like he did whip Larry Holmes for real. Because just to describe what my reasoning is on. Larry Holmes take all those hits, down below there from this guy. They took about like maybe like 3 points or something like that from him, from Cooney, right? And take it for fun, for joke, you see, because he wants to win. Now, Holmes knock him down twice. But after he knock him down the first time, I think afterward he still went on trying to knock his balls out. And in the 13th round was when Holmes did away with him. But by then, Holmes, you could see he was tired and, you know, worn out and stuff like that. But, you know, you can expect him that he was going to come through. He was going to, like, do away with him in the 13th round. All right. Now, how far do you think now Spinks went with in the same season? Back in the same season, right? So it's not like there was, you know, like a big difference between now the age of Spinks and Cooney. No. Him with this, you know, like with injured legs and stuff like that, right? One of his foot was kind of a band up and stuff. They said that he had injured before that prevented him from fight. So I guess he was doing better now, but he still was showing that he's nursing wound. Right. But what I'm trying to say to you is that my brother Spinks, I have to look and say, you know, we are saved by a lot of bells. You see? Because of what these white people come and do in our in our territory, in our places. Then come here and make it theirs, and we can't do nothing about that. I mean, if we have some of the truth, they couldn't do it.